Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The Affair with Ikara Freeman. If you play this podcast, your life will be better. Previously on The Second Coming of Hugo. Hugo finally went on his first date after his breakup. It was all going well until Hugo's ex-boyfriend, Oliver, showed up and ruined the moment. Hugo discovered Oliver had slept with his date while the pair were still together. After throwing a drink in Oliver's face, Hugo was off, still hideously single.
Mum, I'm here.
Hello, darling. Dinner's on, and I've just opened the wine. Want some?
Served in a vase, sure.
Oh, honey. I've got some money saved. If you want me to organise a hit on Oliver, I'll do it.
Oh, don't even joke about that.
Who said I was joking?
That's why I love you.
Barry, turn off the TV and come in and see your son. I don't care how many minutes there are till half time. Fine. Well, if you think I'm lifting my 90 tonight, then you are mistaken.
Mum, seriously?
What? Your father and I are ageing. We're not dead. And maybe someone in this family should be having sex.
Oh, did you phone Tim again?
Well, you're never honest with me. I'm fine, Mum. I'm okay, Mum. If you were okay, you would have sucked at least
one. My God! Mum! Are you going to pay for the therapy I need?
Well, you didn't pay for the surgery I had to have to make my hoo-ha look better after you came out of it.
I think I just vomited a little in my mouth.
Just trying to get your mind off it all.
Oh, I know.
That Oliver, I can't believe him. We all loved him so much. We made him a member of this family and he betrayed us all. I told him that.
What? When?
I phoned him and I yelled a lot. He apologised. I swore.
Oh, Mum, you should have left it alone.
He needed to know how I felt.
Well, thank you for the support.
Now, what are we going to do with you?
I'm fine, okay?
No, you won't be fine. You're in your mid-30s. You're not getting any younger.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
We need to find you a man. You're right, Barry. Any man would be lucky to land him.
Well, that's nice for both of you to say, but I'm a bit damaged.
I know. So we need to do the work for you.
What do you mean?
I've been thinking.
Oh, Mum, what have you done?
Just been putting my thinking cap on.
Oh, to send my hair grey?
No, to make you happy.
Whatever happened to, you don't need a man to be happy?
A line created by horrid spinsters with no chance of ever getting shagged.
So you think I do need a man to be happy?
Probably.
Oh, seriously?
You suck at being single. Oh. Before Oliver, you were terrible, almost unbearable. Then, for 10 years, happy.
Yeah, I was blissfully living a lie.
But you were happy. Oh. I want that for you again.
It's all probably way too soon.
Then start shagging. Oh, but Tim tells me you haven't been doing that.
Yeah, and he's going to receive quite the filthy phone call from me later.
I'm not telling you to get married, because we all know those bastards in Canberra won't let you, but at least start dating and see where it goes. And if you happen to get a few sneaky blowjobs in that time, then good on you.
Some days, I'd be thankful for a prudish mum.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, maybe not, but at least one who didn't talk about sex constantly.
Oh, what fun would that be?
For me, lots.
But back to sex. Now, I was thinking about all the men I know.
Oh, God.
Now, one of the women in my sewing group has a son and he sounded perfect. Had boyfriends, but single now. I was sold until she showed me a picture.
And?
Mullet.
Oh.
Not even a fashion one, just a plain old white trash mullet. I turned her down very fast. Yes, I know that you think Brett's the answer, Barry, but he's an idiot.
But who's this Brett guy?
Oh, he's just started working for your father. He has a nice body and all, but he's not for you.
Why?
I went to go visit your father at work and I started talking to him, sussing him out. You know what he said to me?
What?
I was talking about you and I showed him that lovely photo of you at Christmas with the reindeer antlers on.
What? Oh my God, you put those things on me while I was sleeping. I look disgusting.
You look cute. Brett thought so too. Everyone thinks it makes you look cute.
How many people have you been showing this photo to?
Don't worry about that now. Back to Brett. So he was keen to know more and I mentioned your likes and I said your favourite TV shows. He said he hated them all.
The Good Wife, Nurse Jackie and Project Runway.
All of them.
Oh.
Especially Project Runway.
No.
His favourite show? 2 and a Half Men.
Oh, couldn't date him.
That's what I said.
But, oh, whoa, now, hang on, what? Why is there a fourth place setting at the table?
I remembered the first boy you had a crush on.
Jason Donovan?
No. You always had a thing for Tegan's older brother, Mike.
Mike? I thought he had a husband somewhere in New York.
Broke up. And his home and single. He also liked the reindeer photo.
Really?
Yeah. I know you've got a thing for him and now he's coming to dinner. Did I do good?
Yes, Mum. You did very good.
The role of Hugo was played by
Wayne Tunks.
The role of Julia was played by
Sally McLean.
The Affair with Hikaru Freeman. This is a podcast saying, play me one more time, please.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.